Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Ted Fishman back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited too. Ted's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of China Inc., which is an absolutely imperative book that you have to read if you want to understand what's going on today in China. Also, Shock of Grey, that's one of the great books on the demographics, the global demographics that are affecting so much of our lives these days, whether you know it or not. And a new one to come, I think. We'll have to talk about that a little bit later on. He's our good friend, Ted Fishman. Welcome back. Are you there, Ted?
Yes, I'm there. Hello. Can you hear me?
Welcome back, Ted. Hey, Ted.
Thank you. Delighted to be with you.
China, I was telling the audience before you got here that everyone should be paying attention to China right now. Even, I don't care what you do, who you are, what small business owner, employee, a kindergarten teacher, I don't care. Everybody should be paying attention to China right now because they're giving a clinic over there, in my opinion, why democracies, free markets, and having liberty is a beautiful thing, in my opinion. And the things they're doing over there, with Hong Kong, with the NBA, with the way they're doing their own economy and all that. I mean, what do you think, Joe? Ted?
Well, I think it's just Exhibit A. All of these things that Exhibit A that we're not just in an economic war with China. We're kind of in a full scale cultural war.
Cultural war, yeah.
And China has, you know, 1.3 to 1.6 billion people and wants none of them to veer from the agenda of the Chinese Communist Party. And, you know, it has historical reasons for that. The country's had paroxysms of violence all throughout the 20th century, and it wants to avoid those at all cost. And we kind of have to understand that as the backdrop of its motivation. But on the other hand, it handcuffs just about any global organization or even local organization that has any feeling about China's strong-arm policies.
Yeah.
And you saw it with the NBA. The NBA is just tearing itself apart over this Houston Rockets brouhaha where the general manager – you probably went over this where the general manager.
No, give us a report on it. I haven't talked about it much, just a little bit. Go ahead. Tell us what happened.
Well, the general manager of the Houston Rockets said he supported or at least was thinking about the protesters in Hong Kong. And the Houston Rockets, as you know, is a phenom in China because they had Yao Ming
right
as one of their players, and they were slated to go over.
We should also say that the NBA is huge. Maybe even a bigger market potential in China than it is in the United States.
Well, they see that potential. They haven't quite realized it yet, but lots of American companies wanted the branded merchandise companies,
right.
The NBA itself, the exhibitors, the players. If the players can capture the Chinese market, then there's no reason why their salaries couldn't double or go north from there. And but on the other hand, you know, the NBA has been the one league that has allowed its players and coaches to be the most vocal on human rights at home. And it just is – it's embarrassing for the NBA. It shows what American businesses have to agree to if they're going to do business with China.
Right. Kowtow.
Simply, cannot
– yes, the Easterners call it kowtowing, right?
Well, you cannot say any critical word against – the party and accept and be expected to do business.
So much for liberty. So much for liberty, right, Ted?
Well, it's not their priority. I mean, their priority is stability.
Right.
And You could see that in all, you know, they just had the 70th anniversary of
which I want to talk about in a minute, Ted, but before, I only got a few seconds. I want to ask you one question.
Sure.
I heard someone today say they can't imagine a China in the future without the NBA being involved. Could this NBA thing become the shooting of the Archduke and breaking this thing open for China and Hong Kong and Taiwan? Could this be almost the undoing, the spark that lights the nationalism, some kind of nationalism in China? Could it happen?
I would never underestimate the ability of the Chinese Communist Party to assert control and adapt to a situation. They rule
it's a strong man mentality and commitment. You hear that, folks? They are going to clamp down. And that's the reason why we have to watch this, folks. And we're going to talk about the 70th anniversary and the trade agreements with Ted Fishman after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.